Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook, and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou.
He who eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia.
He who eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me to revive my drooping spirit. He guides me along the right path. He is true to his name. If I should walk in the valley of darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your crook and your staff. With these you give me comfort. You have prepared a banquet for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil. My cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell forever and ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Shepherd of your Church, you give us new birth in the waters of baptism, anoint us with saving oil, and call us to salvation at your table. Dispel the terrors of death and the darkness of error. Lead your people along safe paths, that they may rest securely in you and live forever in your Father's house.
He who eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia.
The Lord will come in glory and show himself wonderful in his saints. Alleluia.
The Lord will come in glory and show himself wonderful in his saints. Alleluia.
God is made known in Judah. In Israel, his name is great. He set up his tent in Jerusalem and his dwelling place in Zion. It was there he broke the flashing arrows, the shield, the sword, the armor. You, O Lord, are resplendent, more majesty than the everlasting mountains. The warriors despoiled slept in death. The hands of the soldiers were powerless. At your threat, O God of Jacob, horse and rider lay stunned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord will come in glory and show himself wonderful in his saints. Alleluia.
Pay your vows and bring offerings to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Pay your vows and bring offerings to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
You alone strike terror. Who shall stand when your anger is roused? You uttered your sentences from the heavens. The earth in terror was still. When God arose to judgment to save the humble of the earth. Men's anger will serve to praise you. Its survivors surround you in joy. Make vows to your God and fulfill them. Let all pay tribute to him who strikes terror, who cuts short the life of princes, who strikes terror in the kings of the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your power is awesome, Father, and wonderful is your holiness. In your presence, the earth both trembles and stands still. For you shattered death's power by the cross. Rise to help your people, give your light, and grant salvation to the meek of the earth, that they may praise your name in heaven.
Pay your vows and bring offerings to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. What does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God? And follow his ways exactly, to love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, who can dwell in your sanctuary?
One whose life is blameless and whose heart is true.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep from us all adversity, so that, unhindered in mind and body alike, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.